Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound. meanwhile, back in the States.
Oh, yeah. This is the Hound. What do you think's going on back? Oh, yeah. Whoa. This is. That's the echo.
That's the echo. Whoa.
Okay, we're back, so to speak.
Whoa.
Wah. 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 Wow,
just an exultative woe of joy.
For yet another pell-mell rhythmic romp. Right, this is the warming up stage. This is the severe hangover show, folks. So,
afraid so.
Bear with us if you're there. You know, Bo Diddley is playing in Central Park for free right now. If you've got any complaints, go there.
Yeah, the weather's beautiful. Go outside.
But we got a real treat for you. We got a break from some of the usual junk. Jeff the Chef is here.
Thanks.
Of the Empire State Soel Club.
Play some stuff you don't usually play at the Soul Club. I'm good.
Yeah. We're gonna for the full-on Soul Caboose R&B marathon of today.
Well, I have noticed, Jeff, in your sets at the Soul Club that you are sort of heading in like a more rhythm and bluesoid direction. So
we're gonna
some heavy Matrix number talk later.
we're not gonna get like Phil Schaap, but we'll do a little.
I like Phil Schaap. I was really into the Lester Young marathon. Anyway, so yeah, what are you laughing at, man?
Nothing.
I swear,
I
spent
one of his songs is a marathon for me.
Last
man.
Monday, I did. I was literally in the house for like 8 hours listening to the whole Lester Young genealogy thing.
No wonder you look cross-eyed when I seen you last. Mm.
Anyway, we're recovering from Go-Go Rama.
It was Go-Go Rama Lama Ding Dong.
We'll do that during the news segment of the show.
Uh-huh.
Right, let's just play some records. Jeff DeShef's got this set all queued up here. And we're going to kick it off with Nat Kendricks and the Swans.
So fall back, y'all.
Thank you. Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. Somebody didn't roll the echo.
It's rolling.
Is it really rolling?
Well, let's have some dead air and think about it a minute.
No, I think you have to hit play and record. Anyway, Jeff the Chef, tell us. You can tell
what
us what
with
we just
you? It's not like I've never done it before.
You sure?
The two little red lights, the one red light and one green light are on, folks.
Anyway.
I realize it's important to establish blame in these situations, but I'm not your guy.
We heard some food songs. First, we started with King Coleman singing with Nat Kendricks and the Swans. You doing the grunts, Miami DJ, doing what did he do? Original mashed potatoes. And then we went from that to what did we go to? Oh, Greasy Spoon, Rufus Thomas. King Coleman back again with his little ode to condiments, salt and pepper.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I like the screams in there, the sort of yelps. Soul Sisters, Give Me Some Soul Food, and Wendy Renee wrapped it up with barbecue, and that was it.
Yes, folks, he's here. Jeff the Chef, the ladle that stirs the soup at the Empire State Soul Club. The Hound is covered in tape and wires in the Echo Lounge.
Oh, I know what's wrong. It's the same thing that went wrong 2 weeks ago. We got to lift the thing up and stick my finger in there a little bit later. We'll do that. We can do that on mic.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, should we get to the news?
Yeah.
What
do
you think? Yeah, well, you got one. I can do some.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Why don't you start off there?
Well, I guess the big news of the week would be Wild Girl kicked the hell out of the High Times photographer last night in
Go-Go-Rama. At the Go-Go-Rama Lama Ding Dong?
Among the other highlights of said event was this obnoxious little, I guess he's French, this guy, French or German photographer from High Times magazine who wouldn't get out of the ladies' dressing room.
Obnoxious in French is like redundant, you know.
Right, and I guess she threw him out one or two times, and he kept coming back, so she just, in platform shoes and everything, she just whomped him about four times, knocked him on the ground, literally kicked his butt from behind the stage all the way out the front door of the sideshows at the seashore. It was a beautiful sight,
nice
folks.
Marks today.
Yeah, you get that right. Well, those of us that are old enough to remember the golden age of girl fights, you know, those platforms are vicious, man. You know, good 70s girl fight.
Okay, I know the echo wasn't your fault, but I know you have my matches. Listen,
guess
folks.
Guess again, Mr. Hound.
You don't have my matches.
That's a little hostility. You know, Gerald made me feel very welcome being back after this long hiatus.
Oh, well, welcome back, Gil Brooch.
Thank you. It's good to be back, sort of.
How was your world tour, by the way?
Oh, world tour was good. Family Nightmare is, like, you know, leveled off and, back
good.
And better than ever.
Well, should we go right to the...
Met some Hound fans out there, actually, in the world.
Yes, yeah. So we hear there are... Far and away, the strangest breed of people I run into.
Yeah, it's pretty peculiar. Everybody wants to know what you look like, and everybody wants to know what bar Andy works in.
Anybody who came to Go-Go-Rama now knows what I look like.
I tell them about the eye patch, and I send them to Googies, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, so you want the latest drug thing?
Yeah.
Latest drug story? We'll tie into your story.
Okay.
A new generation of drugs with names like Crank, Croak, and Moonrock is invading America's streets. Everybody knows what crank is. That's been around for...
I think they're using an old name on a new drug.
Moonrock is smokable heroin mixed with crack. The drug cartel, like any successful marketers of a product, are constantly working on new and improved models, according to Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware. And drugs that could become popular in the United States in 90 include an exotic South American compound called Bosco. Which I think
amplifier?
Well, it's chocolate syrup with crack and angel dust, I believe.
Yeah, you just got to stir it up off the bottom.
But in order to fight these things, we have some better ideas for better living.
From the Fighting Crime Doesn't Pay desk, the quote of the week attributable to U.S. Attorney General Richard Thornburg is, quote, "If you want to lose the war on drugs, leave it just to law enforcement." Apparently, the U.S. government is waging a mighty war on drugs, says here, and sometimes at night along the dangerous front lines of the U.S.-Mexican border, your highly trained troops dress up as cactus. Yes, folks, Chuck Jones has retired from making cartoons but is working in law enforcement. You can see these guys heavily armed in their cactus suits with the word ACME written along the top, yelling in Spanish, "Stop, halt, or I'll hug you." So there it is.
Well, I think that might work. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some cops out there in those little uniforms.
What are they going to dress like in Tompkins Square Park? Benches? Moving right along.
Yeah, moving pit bulls. They can dress as pit bulls. Moving right
bite
along.
Bite the head off a poodle occasionally to be convincing.
Should we run through the renouncements for a second?
Why not?
Okay. Well, there's this Empire State Soul Club, which is next Saturday over at...
The new old location?
Yeah, the new old location, Tramps, 45 West 21st Street. Tonight over at Sweetwater on the Upper West Side, really great black club, the Jive 5 featuring Eugene Pitt. Right now, Bo Diddley is playing in Central Park. Also, in the Sculpture Garden in Rivington Street, there's a whole bunch of hardcore, weird art bands, you know, Ed Gein's Car and Hammerbrain, those kind of bands will be playing in the Sculpture Garden.
Rick
and if you want wanton destruction and a group of guys with as little concern for your safety as you could possibly imagine.
With the possible exception of the U.S. government.
The Rivington School are your guys, so,
yeah.
You know.
Wear Kevlar, folks.
Wanton destruction is their name.
Mm-hmm. They're the sickest idea of fun of any group of people I've ever seen.
They know how to have a good time.
Direct line to the emergency room.
Next week on the Hound Show, we won't be here. We're going to Nitro Nick's wedding. So,
I'm not.
Oh, right. But I'm going to Nitro Nick's wedding. And the guitar show is 2 weeks?
Yeah, folks, pertaining to, dubious events for a good cause, on September 16th and 17th of this year, 1989, there's going to be a benefit guitar show, of all things, for the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children in Newark, New Jersey. What that is kids that are born with AIDS, you know, people that get AIDS without having the fun first. So, you know, show up. For a paltry donation of $6 per day or $8 for both days at 440 East 12th Street in New York City, New York, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can have the thrill.
It's a basement of the church.
Basement of the church there where they usually play the bingo. You can have the thrill of seeing a bunch of fat guitar collectors with incredibly beautiful and overpriced instruments play bad jazz on the front pickup.
And our $100 reward for Elliot Easton's wig holds this year also.
Yeah. And once we've ascertained
$100 out of the Hound's pocket if you get Elliot Easton's wig and present it to me.
Once we've ascertained what the single most expensive instrument is that isn't being held by a big fat guy really paranoidly, you're under orders, folks, from the Hound and the Hound crew to wipe as many clandestine boogers on it as you can. Okay?
Right. And front pickup jazz is a capital offense.
Yep. So there's going to be blood. For more information, you can call 201-846-3330. Ask for Skip.
Okay.
Long enough?
Yeah, we've been on mic too long anyway. We got one queued up, courtesy of Jeff DeShef.
This is J.J. Barnes.
Of course, she ain't ready.
So never stopped me before.
Yep.
Hit it.
I This is a hit!
Joe Smith. Joe Smith!
with more Corona pride. Turn my disciples.
Well, now dig this.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Goodbye, Joe. Mega. meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is a hound. There. It died again. That thing's so... No, listen to what it's doing. It's just saying back what it's what we said before.
We don't need that, man.
Oh, screw it for now. Anyway, okay.
Screw it for later.
This is WFMU East Orange. Jeff DeChef is doing the extended soul caboose. So
it's all true.
I
checked the
clipboard.
Yeah. It is, and he is. What do you get there, Jeff?
What do we hear?
I don't know. Remember.
Whoa.
More food songs?
Barnes, yeah, we started with J.J. Barnes. She's Not Ready. Detroit
Never Stopped Me
singer.
Before.
Then we had Nathaniel Meyer with probably the song title of this set, one of the best. I don't want love and I want love and affection, not the house of correction. I wish I'd written that.
Some people can have both.
At the same time. Johnny Sales, My Love's a Monster. Kenny Shaw, Gonna Send You Back to Georgia. Let's see, Ralph Jackson's
from the album,
Jambalaya.
From the album, Kimmy Shaw sings Eric Burden.
Oh, there was one other in there, the Weird Devil thing was...
I am Freddie Hart. I put it on the
right side,
I forgot to put
Zeke Hart, I think it is. Zeke Hart, I'm the Red Devil. Great lyrics right in that one.
Yeah, it's kind of fun trying to read the hound's writing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With that crayon and that paw, you know?
Try analyzing it. Anyway, I guess we can get back to some canoes.
Yeah, before we play more food songs without food.
New drug untangles hair pulling disorder. So,
oh, that.
Yeah. An experimental drug can help women conquer an overwhelming urge to tear out their hair, a common disorder that affects millions of Americans, leaving some bald, researchers say. Victims of this strange condition called trichotillomania cannot stop themselves from plucking out their eyebrows or eyelashes as well as the hair on their head.
Well, the first step is to stop doing blow.
Yeah. Most of the victims are women. A new medicine known as clomperamine can help people reduce their hair pulling and sometimes stop it entirely. The drug allows them to say no, says Dr. Susan Sweeto. They still have the urge, but their ability to resist is increased. See, I don't understand that.
Well, why don't you just wear a wig and pull the hairs out of the wig?
Well, researchers say that the hair pullers frequently cover their obsession by painting on eyebrows or wearing wigs. Some who are left with a fringe of hair comb that remaining strands over the top, just as bald men do, you know.
Is there really high incidence of Yankee fans among those that pull hair out?
I think so. Yeah. By the way, you weren't here last week, but we did have the news story. Doug Somm has offered to manage the Yankees, and as it looks like Bucky and his little cross on his hat aren't going to last out even this season.
Yeah.
Let's get that write-in campaign for Doug Somm as Yankees manager this year.
Folks, it's time to do the right thing. Sir Doug is our man.
So to speak. Oh, here we go. We got one
Hound
of them.
Cracks himself up. For
no,
those
we
of
got
you listening at home.
Greg Boyer sent in some news stories.
Thanks, Greg.
I don't understand exactly how he expects us. This is a great.
Yeah, Greg Boyer sends in pictures.
Radio sight gag. It's, you know, they have these little profiles in newspapers. This one's
true.
I guess this is from Newsday. Brooklyn profile, and there's a photo here of Diane Pullman. Now, this is a radio psych. I'm going to show these guys. They're going to look at the picture. They're just going to laugh.
Oh, she looks great. Looks like Kate Smith.
She's beautiful. She's a hair puller from way back.
Housewife started a one-man campaign for a national day to commemorate Elvis Presley. Family facts, married, 43, born in Brooklyn, reared in East Flatbush. Residence, private house in Canarsie. Biggest accomplishment, and many of us can't say anything this important. Through my efforts, January 8th, 1987... Elvis's birthday has been proclaimed Elvis Presley Memorial Day by New York State Legislature, Mayor Koch, and all the borough presidents.
2 years too late?
Yeah, are we ever going to get him on a stamp?
Best thing about Brooklyn, it's residential neighborhoods and friendly people. I've had most of my Elvis celebrations here in Brooklyn. Biggest problem, trying to get a permanent nationwide day for Elvis on the calendar across the United States. We now have one in the state. I'm trying to make it national. Likes, Elvis's music. Gripes. Why anybody should be annoyed with a National Memorial Day for Elvis. He was very important to our culture, and he was also very charitable. If I were mayor, here's her quote, I would honor Elvis in Strawberry Fields. If John Lennon can be honored, so can Elvis. At least he was American.
Good point.
Rewards. Through my petitioning
and
Elvis celebrations, I've gained lots of friendships. I believe his fans are his family.
There you
As
have
we
it,
are
folks.
Here on the Hound Show.
An extended radio family.
Yes.
From the Borough of Church's desk, folks. There it
okay,
is.
Okay.
She does look just like one of those people that really scares Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
You're wondering what the picture is all
about. You want to do a safe sex one?
Yeah, sure. Ah, The Rap Rockers 2 Live Crew, long Radio Hound favorites, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we can't really play them. Have a product they believe in, colon, Homeboy Condom.
Colon.
The Miami-based group toss hundreds out to their adoring audience whenever they perform. They've also posed for store ads in which Homeboy brand condoms are called, quote, freshest rap in town, end quote.
You know.
They're not getting paid to endorse the product, said Debbie Bennett, nice name, spokeswoman for the group. They decided that if they were going to talk about sex, it should be safe sex. The foursome, led by Luke Skye with Two Wise Walker, isn't really known for playing it safe. MTV just rejected its latest video. There you have it, folks.
There you go.
Rap that rascal.
Anyway.
And whatnot.
What time is it? It's time for the... Oh, right. The poultry set.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring back the poultry set. This is due to a comment from Wild Girl's pal, Haz, who, being at Gogorama last night, I was the only male in the dressing room, and which prompted
Hound in the hen house.
A comment about, Hound in the hen house comment.
It is, man.
So we're going to do the Hound in the hen house set,
folks,
I
folks,
guess.
His fingers are completely and utterly torn and blistered from reattaching and unattaching brassiere after brassiere after brassiere.
But I was glad to do it. It was my charitable thing for the week.
Kind of missionary work.
Right. Anyway, let's kick. This is WFMU East Orange Legal ID Time. We'll be back a little bit with more of Jeff the Chef. But for
more
right
songs
now,
about food.
Well, let's kick it off with the spark plugs and chicken. Bird is the word. Spark plugs?
Let it fly.
There they are.
Show this morning is brought to you by Ernie's Egg Market. Remember, if you need eggs, let Ernie lay them on you. That was a yoke. Okay. Old Roadhog made that up just now. That's part of being in show business.
Chicken, you can be my man. But finally, it all had to come to an end. But I knew, as she went walking off into the rising sun, I could see through my tears, and I knew that in my dreams, forever and ever, that she would always be my little fried chicken.
Let's hot foot it a little bit.
Thank you. on a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade.
Back in the jungle.
Well, now that we're halfway through the show, we got the echo working.
Good, good, good.
And we got the poultry set out of the way. Counting backwards, that was Scott Wood with Chicken Rock.
It certainly was.
Ronnie Dawson, our old pal from Dallas, Texas, with an unreleased rendition of Roscoe Gordon's The Chicken. Guitar Slim with The Cackle. The Slough Boys with Fried Chicken Baby from the soon-to-be-released Joe E. Ross Memorial album. And we open up with the Spark Plugs and She Cooks Me Chicken. This is a great sounding echo now. What do we do? How do we get this?
I think we're getting Japan.
Wow. Your radio's not broke, folks.
Yeah, no. Joe Meek is alive and in the studio.
I know. I feel like I'm talking Telstar.
Mm-hmm. Was that great follow-up record, Life on Venus? I think that's Wild Weekend.
Oh, right. Okay, let's get back to the news here. You want to do this one? Mm-hmm.
Wild Lightyear, folks.
From the Hello Lucille department.
Yes. West Palm Beach, Florida. A woman used the battered spouse syndrome for her defense as she went on trial yesterday on charges she murdered her lesbian lover. Folks says here that lawyers for Annette Green, 30, says she will admit killing her live-in lover, Yvonne Julio, 32, because Julio...
Live-in liver, I mean.
Well, whatever. Because Julio beat and humiliated her repeatedly during their 11-year relationship. The battered spouse syndrome is usually ascribed to women who suffer repeated beatings by male partners. Well, I guess we know which one wears the pants in that family or wore them. Green shot Julio in the head.
You be the wife.
Green shot Julio in the head October 30th, 1988, after a Halloween party and a fight in a trailer park. Prosecutors said they will seek the death penalty if Green is convicted. Great moments in jurisprudence, number 43. Yeah,
oh,
the trailer park desk.
From the Why Bother department, Prince, whose cinematic aspirations seem to have come to a halt after that amazing Under the Cherry Moon. And did you see that?
No, did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you gotta see it. I can't possibly describe to you how great it is. Anyway, he just bought the rights to optioned the life story of country blues legend Robert Johnson.
Oh, Lord.
Plans to bring it to the big screen.
Oh, devil.
Yeah. And he wants to direct it himself. So,
Well, is he going to star in it as well?
Yep.
Let's have another big close-up of me.
But, you know, I think Miriam Linna had the best idea about that, of having Eddie Murphy play Robert Johnson and Red Fox play Charlie Patton. And I think we should get the write-in campaign going for that one.
I could deal with that.
Oh, that would be
perfect. A
little
conscience job for the Murph.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, from the rakish swastika between the eye department.
No.
You want to do a Manson story?
My look for Autumn?
Jeff, you want to do one?
Manson story. No, let him do the Manson story.
Now it's tough.
We had Chuck Manson's son story last week.
Those of you busily scratching various arcane symbols in your foreheads, keep in mind if you're doing it in a mirror, it's going to be reversed on people when you stare at them homicidally. So don't blow it, okay?
Right.
20 years after the Tate-LaBianca murders, Charles Manson thinks he is, quote, a little more passive than I was, end quote. But he still has vengeance on his mind, quote again. I don't have a tendency to get mad as quick, he said in a recent interview. This prison has mellowed me out a little. I was pretty upset for a long time. I was really mad at a lot of people. But the man convicted of masterminding the gruesome murders of 7 people, including actress Sharon Tate, in Los Angeles in 1969, is not so sure he should be let out of prison. Well, I'm with you there, Charlie. I'm willing to get out and kill a whole bunch of people. That's one reason I'm not really too fast on getting out. Because if I get out,
come on.
I'd feel obligated to get even. It would be an honorable thing.
It's an honor thing.
Manson is 54 and his beard now is flecked with gray. He has shaved the front of his head but kept his hair long to his shoulders, which emphasizes the swastika rakishly carved into his forehead. He's been eligible for parole since 78. Prosecutors say they are determined to keep the man that they call the, quote, embodiment of evil, end quote, behind bars. He is at California State Prison at Corcoran.
It's basically just a con job he's getting from the Beach Boys lawyers who want him in jail so they don't have to pay him his royalties on Never Learn Not to Love.
Well, his parting thought is, what I think is going to happen is we have to bring biology and chemistry in and kill about 400 to 500 million of you, and then maybe there might be some chance for a few left at the end. What is left over will survive. Food for thought, folks.
He doesn't pull their hair out.
Yeah.
Better ideas for better living.
Better living. Caveman
anyway,
in a spaceship.
He is. Okay, we got some records queued up. Try to get through this set before the Vibe Report comes wafting in from the Wisconsin air.
Careening in from America's Dairyland.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got queued up
Bible
here.
A entirely rennetless Vibe Report, folks.
The Mohawk.
This is D.C. Washington.
Doing
as
the Mohawk.
D.C. Washington.
Clever play on words.
Yeah.
My stock in trade.
Straight up, then get a hunch in your back. Now you raise your left foot and then you raise your right. Now you shuffle around and you turn about. You're doing the Mohawk now, so knock yourself out. Come on. Some of y'all like the twist, and like some of y'all like the mashed potatoes and things like that. And Wobbin, the Hully Gully, Madison. But like I'm a downbreed, me and my squad, we got a new thing going for us. Like we are another bag. Dig? Straight up, then get a hunch in your back. Now you raise your left foot, and you raise your right. Now you shuffle around, and you turn about. You're doing the Mohawk now, so knock yourself out. Come on. The way you thrilled me, child, you're driving me insane.
You crack me up.
The way you grab my hand and then I squeeze it tight.
You crack me up.
Well, I could love you, girl, now with all of my might.
You crack me up.
something else.
You crack me up.
It tickles me when you kiss me on the neck. Oh, my soul.
Oh, good God.
Oh, heck.
My heart is turning upside down. My head is spinning like a merry-go-round.
You crack me up.
And when it comes to hugging, you're the best there is.
You crack me up.
You know you feel my eyes, they're full of tears.
You crack me up.
Now when it comes to kissing, girl, you can't be beat.
You crack me up.
You know I get a funny feeling from my head to my feet.
You crack me up.
I holler, yeah, yeah, yeah. You something else.
You crack me up.
Oh,
you crack me up.
Yeah.
your monkey man. Here come 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 your monkey man. Monkey, monkey, monkey all around the land. Hey, little girl, come do that monkey with me. Come do that monkey with me. Come do that monkey with me. Come do the monkey with me. Monkey, monkey, monkey all around the land. Hey, let's do the monkey now.
If it wasn't for the beans, they come out the can. I'm on a piece of the beef, the rice and the spam, the milk and bread being bought at the grocery store. I tell you, I couldn't eat no more. Cause let me tell you, my wife, Lord, if I thought she could read, I would find her a book. But all she knows how to do is a fuss and holler. She don't even know how to boil water. Let me tell you what we had last night on a dinner table. A canned green jingle, spinach and tomato. The nasty stuff I say you ever wanna see. And she was trying to feed it to me. Let me tell you, I think that woman just a downright list. Cause I hear the sister call me cool.
Yep, this is the Hound. I think we got the vibe on the line. It should be there.
Roscoe, are you there?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Just got off the lake, you know.
What were you doing on the lake?
I just took Mary Lee on the round the lake trip, you know, pointing her out the some of the other large homes on the lake.
Large homes on the lake?
Hello?
Yeah. You're doing your large homes on the lake?
Tour.
Tour.
The tour.
I see. You know.
Yes, we are in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
You're coming to us from Lake Geneva, right?
It's a very nice sunny day. Not too many people on the lake because a lot of the little kids went back to college. Oh, you're at college.
We're in college, yeah.
Did you guys move over to the house yet?
No, we wish. But hopefully, you know, when we get back, after we're taking next week off, going to the next wedding, and we hope the week after that we will be in the new house. But we don't know for sure. So you're on the vacation vibe.
New York City? Any late-breaking news from New York City?
A wild girl wailed on somebody at Gogorama last night. Beat the hell out of a High Times photographer. That was one of the bitter things.
Oh, great.
Back to last week's Hully Gully Hangover.
Yeah, a little Hully Gully Hangover flashback, folks.
We have it.
Oh, right. So that's who we are, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm really glad that no one's listening.
Oh, that's what we heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Man, if you get up off the floor, you know.
I am under the Eblis desk right now.
Deep.
Listen.
Broadcasting from deep underneath.
I used to do the show like all the time with a hangover. Then I decided I was getting old and I should try to straighten up. I haven't really been on any of these 4 or 5 day drinking binges since the beginning of the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I did the 6 day thing. And I took a few off. And then last night, after like last week, I had the 6 day drinking thing. Took 4 days off. And then last night I got plastered. So I'm really in space. So, Will Bruch, if you want to just take over, go ahead. Jeff, you know how to cue a record?
I think you caught us all at kind of a disadvantage here, Mr. Hound.
Okay, we got one more news story. Bad moose is cow stolen while owners look utter way. A life-size plywood cow that for 2 years directed visitors to a Long Island flower shop was stolen from its rooftop perch this week.
It's nothing sacred. I mean, really.
Some people just have no respect
for wooden cows.
Pamela Skinophysis, who was the owner of the Locust Valley Florist Shop, and she said the whole family is brokenhearted because they built this bovine statue themselves. It's part of our family. It's horrible. So if you've seen this thing, it's hollow. It's painted black and white. It's got bolts on its hooves. It was reported missing last Friday at 4 p.m.
What name does it answer to?
Gee, they don't even tell you.
Violet.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Anyway, we got to pull ourselves a little bit more together here. I got something queued up. Go back a little rock and roll thing. The Pink Pedal Pushers. Roscoe really likes this song.
Jeez, I wonder why.
You can surmise.
Okay, I'm gonna surmise. Okay. The rest of you dig.
WFMU East Orange.
I'm
all black. And with a head on my shoulder, I'm getting older. Wanna hold her all the night. And with a big set of bushes and a silver smile, she's a real cute guy. I wanna run a while in my two-tone high time. Heading for the school then. Romance she'll be my big romance. She's so nice. She's so sweet. Hotcha. Hotcha.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Ain't nothing cooking but the peas in the pot. You wouldn't be cooking at the water.
Comes on like Godzilla.
The night was rainy and the night was blue, and I was thinking only of a gal I knew. I took a walker to the middle of town, and I met a pretty lady named Georgia Lee Brown. A boom, 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 a doodle. Awfully sad. She said, cheer it up and smile and don't you feel so bad. She took my hand and pointed to a lonely star. Then she walked me home to a neighborhood bar. A bum, 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 a doodle doo doo doo. An old street light was painting mystical circles on the pavement out in front of the bar. While inside a band was playing magical music to the strains of a true melancholy guitar. We did some dancing and we drank some gin. Neath her angel smile hid a devil's grin. I discovered romance was her stock and trade, and the love was just a careless game that she played. A boom, 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 boom. Want her your love. My heart's as hollow as an empty glove. All that I can feel for you's a kind of blues. Cause you're in love with love from your head to your shoes. A boom, 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 boom. Magical music to the tune of a blue melancholy guitar.
disappeared in the rain. A bomb, 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 bomb.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Here, and you know you're listening to radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here.
meanwhile back in the States.
Right.
This is the Hound. And now that we are two-thirds of the way through the show, I believe we have this whole thing tamed. I'm feeling...
Oh, man, don't say it. You'll curse it.
I'm finally settled in. All right, that was our old pal Buck Owens with today's Bakersfield Uberalis section of the show with Rhythm and Booze. Counting backwards, we heard Barbie Machan and Huey Piano Smith with You Can't Stop Her. Don't even try. Jackie Lee Cochran by request, Georgia Lee Brown. J.B. Lenoir with Do What I Say. We open up with the Veritones and Pink Pedal Pushers. Didn't see any of those last night, unfortunately, but lots of thigh-high leather boots and spike-heeled shoes.
Good
lots
foot
of
gear,
pumps.
The kind that are hard to walk on.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Jeff? Who was your favorite last night?
Oh, we like the Christmas girl. The one
Alona? One, wore the least amount of clothes. She did
have tinsel.
every girl
just,
went
what,
through
three
about
pieces?
Five costumes, at least 3 to 5 costume changes, so you got to see all kinds of flesh and... Boy, it was really...
Curiosity.
Anybody who missed Go-Go-Rama...
Go-Go-Rama Llama Ding Dong.
Yeah, the event of the summer.
Well, leave me alone. I had to work.
It was great. Anyway,
leave me alone.
Let's go through
these
renouncements. The Empire State Soul Club, which Jeff the Chef is here representing and doing an amazingly fine job despite our attempt to ruin it.
Yeah, and despite the fact that he didn't bring food.
Yeah.
Warren, I thought you were going to tell him.
Saturday, September 9th, over at the New Tramps, which is 45 West 21st Street.
Yes, the new old location.
In the large yuppie bar district.
Right. It's going to take a lot of people to fill this place.
Formerly the whoopee cushion district.
Go figure, man.
The wholesale whoopee cushion district.
There's still some good novelty companies.
There's the face.
Okay,
of
I guess
changes.
Bo Diddley in the Park is probably over by now, but tonight at Sweetwater, which is on the Upper West Side, it's a great bar, Jive 5.
My buddy's the Headless Horseman at the Lone Star Roadhouse in Midtown.
Yeah, featuring Peter Watch the Hound kick his face in on bass. I hate that twerp.
Well, now everybody knows it.
Yep. Let's see. The Sender thing every Monday night in September at the Continental Divide.
It's got to be better than the Waldo thing.
Yeah, the Sender thing is definitely better than the Waldo thing.
Not Max's Kansas City, folks, but an incredible simulation.
The Senders turned in a really good set last night. Dr. John at the Lone Star Roadhouse Wednesday at Tramps, the NRBQ. Friday night at the Rap Art Center, the Pussy Willows will be opening for Red Cross. You should get tickets in advance for that one. It's a small place.
It will
sell out.
Yeah.
And a bunch of these hardcore type bands, Ed Gein's Car, Hammerbrain, a bunch of them over at the Sculpture Garden on Rivington Street. Great place to see a band.
Ah, and our boy Neil Young will be holding court in the Palladium Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday the 5th is sold out, and the 6th is not sold out.
Solo acoustic stylings of Neil Young, folks.
A little Neilage, but you never know, because I got a recent tape of him in which he starts out acoustically and ends up electrically in a big,
really
big way.
Sick Eldorado thing.
That really great version of Mr. Soul.
Yeah.
Best version of Mr. Soul.
Me and the Neil Posse will be gathering at Frank's Place Tuesday and heading over there, so
all right.
Duck.
Okay, so now what we have prepared for you, or what Jeff the Chef has prepared for your musical...
elucidation?
Elucidation, right. That's what I was thinking of. Is a tribute to
We're going to kick it off to Sir Mac Rice, who was an original member of the Falcons, and also wrote some incredible songs, including Mustang Sally, Do the Robot, what else? Guys, chip in here.
The Whip.
The Whip. You're going to hear a few of them.
Folks, this is the Living Mac Rice Archives, okay?
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are sick of the Wilbert-ology, we got the Mac machine queued up. And, okay, let's kick it off.
The rice burner.
We do. Kick it off with the Whip.
The Whip, yeah. He'll introduce it, too.
Introducing the Whip. Swinging sound, they call it Pompano. It's a swinging little town in Florida Beach. Yes, it is. If you don't feel the soul, people, Lord, you know they can't be reached. Shame on this evening. It's an easy dance if you got the beat. Wiggle your hands and just shuffle. Shuffle your feet.
This is a hit!
Put your big feet on the ground.
Ride, ride, ride. wiping your weeping eye.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the Hound Show if I didn't have to do a live recue at least once. What's the title of the one where we want to hear it?
What do you want to call that one?
Shouldn't Throw Stones.
Oh, okay.
So here comes now.
Don't be throwing stones, folks.
Come back home, never leave me.
keep your green and yellow beer. Oh, yeah. But I know what my trouble is.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Roll call. Il Bruce. Jeff the Chef.
Hey.
Hey.
But do so I say yo again?
That was our tribute to Sir Mac Rice. You want to... Here.
Yeah, let's read
do something with that.
Brown rice, folks.
Brown rice.
Stick to your ribs. Sometimes he wrote with his wife, Bonnie Rice. First, we heard The Whip from the Lupine tapes, the Lupine Sessions, I guess.
That wonderful introduction.
Yeah, introducing. Then Minnie's heard Minnie, the infamous Mustang Sally. What's the next one? I can't even read it. I don't even remember. What's don't throw stones.
Yeah, that was when we screwed up.
Gotta Have My Baby's Love. That's Live one of his stack you. Singles. And Baby, I'm Coming Home. That's another one on Lupine. That's what we finished it up with.
And so what's he doing nowadays?
Well, we don't know about Mac, but I know a lot of people have been covering his material. The Panther Burns did a lot of his stuff.
Oh, yeah. He can retire on that alone.
Yeah, really. It's just, you know, the T-shirt sales in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, we got a little more news, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You get the woman bites.
Yeah. Park ranger trying to corral an unleashed dog last night got bitten. Not by the dog, by its owner. The fur flew at 6:10 p.m. at Carl Schurz Park when ranger Michael Hano spotted Cynthia Wallace's pet roaming free near Gracie Mansion. He tried to give the 35-year-old Manhattan woman a ticket for violating the city's leash law. When he tried to give her a summons, she bit him on the hand. She was charged with assault, and he was taken to the hospital. Sympathetic pet owners were dogged in their support of Wallace. 12 of them, pets in tow, trotted 5 blocks from the park to the 19th Precinct Station House on 94th Street, where Wallace
had been
taken. She was taken away in handcuffs, howled one dog walker who didn't want her name printed. It was awful.
Bite a cop, go to jail. It's the law.
Public service announcement from Il Bruce.
There you go, folks. I've learned the hard way.
We do have a mayoral race coming up.
Oh, God. Jeez.
And it is really, there's not a whole lot of choice in the matter. There's Dinkins, and then there's a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, but Dinkins, you know.
Some idiots stand above others as being idiots.
It takes a real special idiot to want to be mayor of New York City, and it takes a really, 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 really special idiot to flush all of his mother's money down the tubes in a pathetically vain attempt at getting the office.
Right. He could have bought the Hound a radio station for the money he's been spending.
Oh, man, he could have bought me a car.
But here's the kind of thinking that a man that would spend already almost $9 million running for mayor.
Of his own money,
he doesn't have a chance in hell. Ron Lauder said yesterday he doesn't believe racism played any part in the fatal shooting of Yusuf Hawkins. I'm not looking at this as a racial conflict, said the Republican mayoral candidate. I mean, what was it about, buddy?
He gets a great little, I don't know, the way he winds it up. It's just a beautiful Politico speech.
I mean, obviously he's just... He said, it's a cold-blooded murder. You want to find that part? Because the stupidity involved in that sort of thinking, it's almost scary that somebody that stupid would have $8 million, even if it is his mom's money.
We have to
Estee Lauder perfume.
We have, yeah, girls. Like you all are already. You have to look at it as a murder. There are murders all the time. This is like Dan Quayle, man. Last year, there were nearly 1,900 murders in New York City. Well, thank you, Mr. Lauder. He's got his fingers on the pulse of, like, you know, the richest and most insular people in the city. Why shouldn't he be mayor?
On that note, I think we should play some more records.
Okay.
I gotta send this one out to Wild Girl for kicking ass last night. Drag Strip
Erica,
Baby.
You rule.
She's my drag strip, baby, got a lot on the ball. She purrs like a tiger when I feed her alcohol. Takes all my money, they keep her looking neat. Man, I showed them proud of her when she rolled down the street. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my two-tied mama, the hottest thing in town. Now when I take her out on Sunday where the gang love to go, they all look her over just like a movie show. She's all lean and lanky, but just an awful vibe. She's just a little tacky, but she's filled with dynamite. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little devil trouble, the hottest thing in town. Runway, she got just one thing in mind. That's use a little wiggle when she shimmies off the line. She wears a tractor throttle, you know just what I mean. She's a hot motorcycle and a real doll machine. She's my drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's my little alky burner, the hottest motorcycle in town. Well, I'm gonna take my cup and a cannon and ball. Get laid down on my ears and all. Flop my farm down on the frame. Rev the engine till they call my name. Take a patch of synthetic on the cement strip. Get a handful of throttle and let her rip. She's a high-geared mama, but she flies mighty low. She got free speech and that's no, no, no. My drag strip, baby, the sweetest thing around. She's
is my little afterburner, the hottest motorcycle in town.
Saturday qualifying 10 a.m. Sunday grand eliminations 2 p.m. With you for a thrill, put 2,000 pounds of hot throbbing steel between your legs and ride it at 150 miles per hour. Summer Nationals, Driveway 42, Saturday and Sunday. Sunday. I-71 to the West Center exit. Be there.
Sound simple and I may not make much sense, but romance is for the birds and it's one thing I'm against. It's the getting,
moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways.
Speaking of love and romance, I have really had my share. You ain't careful, have your head white as the polar bear. But it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because they tell me love is blind.
It's again,
moving on out of my
face.
When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other
ways.
Sometime I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
Dickman, you're on an ego trip.
Well, I like to rock and I like to roll. I like to jump with all my soul. Let's go. 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 Go, that's me. Well, a honky-tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right. Let's go. 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 Go, that's me. Never leave them sad and blue. Let's go. 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 That's me. Well, a honky-tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right. Let's go. 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 That's me. I like to jump with all my soul. Let's go. Go. honky-tonk on a Friday night. Saturday comes, I'm just right glad to go. 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 Go that way. Go. Go that way. Go. Go that way.
You're a groovy boy. I'd like to strap you on sometime.
I must have your hair.
Hey, hunter, please leave me alone. I said, hey, hunter, please leave me alone. I hear baby calling, and I gotta go home. Listen, that him drum. Listen, that him drum. When he tied me up to a palm tree, and he started to dance around to the beat of conga drum. What a welcome, familiar sound. It's then that I lost all my self-control when I saw the headhunters do the rock and roll. Listen, that's him drum. Listen, that's him drum. Well, I tore myself from the palm tree. I gave out with a wailing song. Them natives got all shook up, cause I soon had them rocking along. The leader clapped his hands and said,
man, we dig you the most, now you can keep it your head.
Hey, hunters, please leave me alone. I said, hey, hunters, please leave me alone. Cause my baby need me, and I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on
my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. We're tonalizing our way through it. That was Mike Fearn with Headhunters, Counting Backwards, The Saucers with Chawali Rada, Floyd McDaniel with I Like to Go, Mersey D with Get to Gettin', and we opened up with Johnny Ronan, Drag Strip Baby.
Alvin! Alvin!
Yes, okay, where are we? Oh.
Feels better every time we do
that. Yeah, it's true, I like to go too.
What am I doing Labor Day, folks? I'm open, you know, I got no plans Labor Day. I don't want to go to Wigstock.
I mean, anybody having a barbecue where they don't mind us being taped Nazis, go ahead and call in.
Yeah, barbecues, parties, sex orgies, drag races, beach party, you know, beach blanket bingo, twister games. I'm up for it. Easy to find.
There you go.
Anyway, we got one last little news item here.
Okay. From the letter column of the New York Daily News. From Flushing. Why announce the death of Sir Laurence Olivier on the front page while the day before the death of great American Mel Blanc rated only a mention on page 7? Let's face it, Olivier was only reading words written by others while Blanc created some of the most famous characters of all time. Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, Foghorn Leghorn, Barney Rubble, the list is endless. According to the Associated Press, it is estimated that Blanc's voice is heard by 20 million people daily. How many were touched by Olivier's talent during the same time period? Far fewer, I can assure you. This from David B. Rakowski, R-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. Folks, call him up in Flushing at home. Tell him what a smart guy he is.
He's our kind of people.
Lawrence of Arabia, I won't go see a movie with no girls in it.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's a couple of guys that act like girls. Well.
Yeah, never mind. We'll leave that one alone. Anyway, Jeff DeShep of the Empire State Soul Club is here.
You know, interestingly enough, Lawrence Olivier wasn't in Lawrence of Arabia.
Who was?
Peter O'Toole.
Oh. No. Well, see, I didn't see it.
Doesn't Peter O'Toole sound like a gay porn pseudonym?
So to speak, yeah. Who
Maybe
was Lawrence Olivier in?
Batman?
No.
Wasn't he a guest villain? No.
I don't remember. I don't know. Anyway, Jeff DeShep is here. This next set, it's going to go on for a while.
Oh, that Hitler movie. Where
they saved Hitler's brain?
No, they raise the Hitler kid from the bottle.
Yeah.
There's a weird like Doberman Pinscher attack in the end.
Yeah.
And another Nazi movie where he was a dentist.
One?
The one with, what was that, Marathon Man?
Oh, Marathon Man. That's a great one. That's William Burroughs' favorite scene in a movie, by the way.
What, is it safe yet, that one?
The one where they're yanking his teeth out.
Yes, it's very safe. It's very, very safe.
So, Jeff, Chef, you still there?
Yeah, we're going to do our last set here. Or not the last. It may not be the last, but it's getting close to it. This is, we're going to do some stuff from the Wonderful and Marvelous labels. These were two soul labels that were started in the early 60s by a guy named George Lesner. And they
are... Chicago.
Out of Chicago, right, yeah. And they are typified by a very sort of raw, gritty sound. Some of the people that recorded for this label were Otis Clay, that went on to other things. Let's see, who else we got on Wonderful?
The Five Dutones.
Which we're going to be playing the duets.
Andre Williams.
Yeah.
In fact, Andre Williams, after he left Fortune Records in a huff, ended up back in Chicago and became a staff producer and songwriter at Wonderful Records.
So what you're saying is
shake a tail feather.
These are musical rough and ready diamonds in the rough. Then.
Yeah.
That's it.
Raunchy,
rough and ready diamonds in the rough. Their Department of Redundancy Department.
There you go. Part 2.
Okay, let's just play these records.
Mm-hmm.
We'll open it up with the duets. Andre Williams co-wrote this one, as a matter of fact.
Before he left in
Don't
a huff.
Don't you know?
Oh, how I wish
I'm going gonna put the whip on you. You make the trip, and I'll pop the whip. I'll whip the wall out of your dance called Watusi. I'll pop the wiggle out your dance called the Wobbaloo-Too. I'll whip the wall from the stone before I get through. I'm gonna put the whip on you. You make the trip, and I'll pop the whip. You make the trip, and I'll pop the whip.
It's trial time. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Can't stand it no longer. This is the most low-down, low-rent man in the world. what's going to happen to you, but tell the truth, John. Now, look. Yeah, I told you once. I just can't seem to remember, John. What's wrong with me today? But I can't remember.
That's enough.
How about that?
That's all right. Mrs. Hasenberger, your divorce is granted. For you, Johnson, I'm giving you 6 months in the workhouse.
What?
I'm giving you 6 months in the workhouse.
No, Judge, please. Just give me one more time.
Get him out of here,
Taylor. Just let me stay one more time, Judge.
I'm
going to do right. Wait a minute.
Come on, boss.
I remember now, Judge. I'm going to treat my wife right and everything, Judge. I'm going to do everything I can to treat my wife right.
Come on out of here, boss.
No, Judge. Oh, my God.
Too late. Ain't no need to cry.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, don't bother with that. I already unwound it. Oh, okay.
Not you folks, me.
We got through it. This is the Hound, and that was Jeff DeShef's tribute to the wonderful and marvelous labels, except that last thing, which was on Hive. But look, we'll go through it. That was Willie Mitchell, that driving beat, counting backwards, the five Deutones with Divorce Court, Alvin Cash, Twine Time, Billy the Kid Emerson with The Whip, Alvin Cash again, Philly Freeze. The duets with Move On Down the Line, Otis Clay, Gotta Find a Way, the five Deutones, Shake a Tail Feather, Johnny Sales with Don't Turn Your Back on Me, and the duets opened it up with Please Forgive Me. Andre Williams involved with some of those records, and that's it. I'd like to thank Jeff the Chef for coming down and
thank
spinning,
you.
And don't forget the Empire State Soul Club next Saturday night at Tramps.
Never to be forgotten.
Andy, the bartender, our road manager for today, Il
yes.
Bruce.
And
color coordinator,
so to speak.
Do your announcement there.
One last time, folks. At September 16th and 17th, 1988, guitar show benefit for the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children. Yes, folks, the people that don't get to have the fun getting the disease. At 440 East 12th Street, New York City, New York, from 10 to 6 p.m. $6 gets you in one day. $8 gets you in both days. The number to call for more info is 201-846-3330. Meet Tysco Del Rey in person. See me get drunk and work security. And come see my rotten band play with a nut named Junior Brown that plays a double neck 8-string Telecaster slide style, you know, at the Rodeo Bar the night of the 16th.
Right. Okay, yeah.
I'm turning pro, folks.
Next week, the Hound won't be here. We're going to Nitro and Nick's wedding.
Uh-huh.
Laurie S. is up next with her guest DJ, Andrea from the Freaks.
Yeah.
Clean off those tape heads.
Tape heads. It's Hawkwind time,
all
folks.
Right. Okay, until then.
From all of us to all of you.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Aloha.